Parents and guardians of those students getting letters and automated phone calls explaining the principal's concerns regarding the students' lack of academic progress. COVID-19, two new deaths reported Sunday in Santa Rosa County, none in Escambia County. Additional cases yesterday, 145 in Escambia, 91 in Santa Rosa. Florida added nearly 9,000 cases, bringing the state's total now to more than 1.1 million. According to the state health department, there were also 84 new COVID-19 deaths. Two people injured in a shooting in downtown Pensacola early Sunday. Pensacola Police Department officers responding to that shots fired call about 2:45 Sunday morning near Jefferson and Intendencia Streets. Officers on foot patrols at the time. They got to the scene fairly quickly and found two victims with non-life-threatening injuries. They were both taken to local hospitals, their conditions not known. A vehicle that was believed to have been involved left the scene. In another weekend shooting incident, a man taken to the hospital after being shot several times. This happened Saturday night. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says they got the call about a shooting about 7:30 on Pensacola Boulevard. Deputies found a man who had indeed been shot several times, taken to the hospital, his condition not known. ECSO says the man told deputies that an unknown person shot him as they were driving by. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
A very cloudy and breezy start to your Monday. We will be seeing partly sunny skies as you head into the afternoon, that high nearing 61 degrees. Wind speeds will be around 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 30. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
It's 52 in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, 53 in Milton at 809. Our next news at 8:30 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs.
Pensacola's first choice for morning news, traffic, sports, and talk. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we've got Sheriff Bob Johnson from Santa Rosa County on the line with us. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. So part of the reason that I wanted to have you on this morning, we normally talk to Chief Deputy Tucker, but I wanted to have you on because a couple of my questions are more like policy things and also related to what happened at the commission on Thursday. But there's another kind of awful reason that I wanted to have you on this morning, and it's because y'all suffered the loss of a deputy last week. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. That's our second deputy death in 5 months. So yeah, we've been hit pretty hard lately.
And I mean, just in his sleep, not COVID, not, we don't even really know, just unexpected.
Yeah, totally unexpected. And it wasn't COVID related. We believe it's going to be a heart event. And 43 years old, great guy. Just promoted him to sergeant not too long ago. And you just don't see stuff like this coming.
Wow. And Ray Dykes is his name, right? Sergeant Ray Dykes?
Yes, that's right. Correct.
Well, our condolences to your agency. We'll obviously keep you in our prayers as we think about that loss. And that's I mean, it's really sad news. The other thing that I wanted to have you on to talk about particularly is at the county commission, you brought up a handful of funding requests that you have for them. I understand all of them. The one I wanted to start with, not so much the body cameras and the rifles, which I think are sort of no-brainers, but it's the pay issue. I heard you talking a lot about the history of pay and the challenge in the post-Ferguson environment of recruiting and retaining. And my concern is, obviously I talked to you, I talked to Sheriff Lex Simmons, I talked to PPD, and it's like watching all of my best friends fight with each other over the same pool of people and have this escalating arms race of higher salaries, which I understand for each agency as a challenge, but I'm trying to sit back and think, is there a way that we can make this work for everybody that would make sense? Do you have any idea how to solve that so you're not trying to always escalate and fight against each other for recruits?
Yeah, and this isn't something that's local. This is, nationwide. And I just swore in a guy from the L.A. County Sheriff's Office. That's where he came from, Los Angeles. So people are moving about the country. Every agency pretty much in America needs people. It's just a matter of how many you need. But for us, it's a never-ending battle. It really is, because we have other good agencies around here that pay more, and they need people. And so I don't know the answer to it. I don't know one way to just fix it all and say, hey, this is what we're going to do, and, you know, this is how we're going to do it. I wish there was some way, but the only thing I could think of was maybe if we all came to an agreement, sat down at the same table. But then even then, if we do that with Okaloosa, PPD, and Escambia, then Walton, mm-hmm. who needs to hire, Bay, who needs to hire, they necessarily won't be on board with the same program we are. And then, you know, it's kind of hard to fix. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, which I totally understand. And, you know, when you come before the county commission and you say, hey, we need more money because we got one third of our dispatcher seats are empty. But we're competing for deputies, we're competing for corrections and against all these other agencies. And especially, again, post-Ferguson, an environment where, you know, y'all aren't getting as much of the positive attention that you really need. It seems like a never-ending battle. I would never want to be the commissioner who says no. But if I say no, I'm going to have to say yes again in a year or two anyway, because then, you know, Escambia and Pensacola, same problem. So I'm with you. I don't really know what to do about it.
Well, you know, another thing, too, that people don't really consider when you start talking about starting pay and stuff, across the country, because of the way people view law enforcement now, it's going to cost more to hire officers mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. you know, you're getting to the point where, you know, go back 10 years, everybody, well, we had a waiting list. We had people just dying to get on the force. And now you've got to talk them into it. You've got to show them that, hey, this is going to benefit you because of what they're going to go through. Perfect example. I mean, Sergeant Ray Dykes, 43 years old, you know, and has heart issues and passes away. The job takes a toll on you. It really does. That's why we have the highest rate of alcoholism, the highest rate of divorce and suicides. I mean, it really eats at you over the years. So getting people to, you know, come into this career field now for low pay, it really is problematic.
You know, I was talking about this earlier on in the show. We're talking about your request to the commission and some of these pay issues. And I said, look, if you're going to keep bringing people in, you're going to have more law enforcement. That's the way this works, just like you have to have more mm-hmm. roads and more schools. But you can always find a way to build more roads. You may find that you just can't find a way to hire more deputies. You just, if the humans are not willing and you're not willing to fund it, and even if you are willing to fund it, there's not necessarily an unlimited supply of people willing to do the job and capable of it. There can be a limit on how much of that you can sustain. So, the other thing, there is, go ahead.
No, I was going to tell you that, you know, even the academy classes, used to, there's a waiting list to get in the academy classes. Well, now, they're supposed to start a class in February, but they don't have enough people signed up for it.
Wow.
So now you don't even have enough people getting trained in the field to hire from.
And that's in a pandemic when people are out of work already. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. The other two requests that you had in, aside from pay issues, you had a request in for rifles, which would be an upgrade from shotguns. To me, that's a no-brainer. Every deputy ought to have a rifle in the current environment, plus, you know, as you mentioned, accuracy and some other things, and ease of fire. But you also had a request in for body cameras, which you were not always on board with, but you've kind of changed your opinion, right?
Well, yes and no. I did change my opinion a little bit, but, you know, as I said it in front of the commission, this is, once the new administration gets in, this is going to be mandated, and they'll mandate it, and they're not going to fund it, but they'll mandate it. And when they do that, I'd just like to be ahead of the curve and not have to be, you know, running around with a bunch of other agencies trying to get body cams, because once that's done and they federally mandate the body cam issue, body camera prices are going to go through the roof.
Sure.
Because you have to have them, and they're going to know, the companies are going to know that, and they're going to say, woohoo, okay. Now the price just doubled.
So why is Motorola, because they're not fools, they understand this, why are they eager to give us the deal that you're saying they can give us for $900,000? If they know that's coming, why are they willing to sell now?
Well, Motorola has always been super law enforcement friendly, and with us, Santa Rosa County, we have had Motorola everything for, I'd say at least 25 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we've been, we've been solid customers for them over the years, and they know that. So that's why they're coming in with a price like this, and which I think is crazy good price, 5 years, everything included for $900,000. That's really hard to beat.
Are you also worried, you make me think about this, I hadn't been, but you make me think about, are you worried that it's important to equip with the rifles now too, because there might be incoming limitations on law enforcement access to those weapons?
Well, I hadn't thought of that, but in President-elect Biden's mind, you don't know what's going on. So that could be a problem. But, if he comes in and does say cops can't have rifles, which I don't see it happening, at least I hope it doesn't, we would already have them. I don't know how we would be required to get rid of them or whatever. But I'll tell you this much. I think officers should be given the best gear and, the best equipment that money can buy. And I'll tell you why. I mean, when you have to pull that rifle out, or that shotgun currently, but you have to pull that long gun out, usually it's a pretty bad situation. And you want something that, number one, is going to work, number two, is going to be really accurate, and number three, is going to be really easy to fire, whether you're a small stature deputy or female or a big deputy. You need something that's easy to handle and easy to shoot. And these new rifles are—they're excellent weapons.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, if you're talking about the AR platform, I know from experience. There's, my kids will go shoot them with me, so they're very, very easy to operate.
Yeah.
Hey, just one quick question on the body cameras. We talked about Commissioner Calkins. Yeah. He had raised the prospect of, he doesn't really like them, thinks there's constitutional issues. I don't agree with him about that, but he raised the question of could they not be an option? But if you're going to have them, it's going to be mandatory. Every deputy's going to wear them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can't, it's, when it comes to the sheriff's office, we run it kind of like a military organization, you don't get a lot of choices when it comes to equipment. I mean, you get some, but not a lot.
Right.
But when it comes to body cams, no, it'll be mandatory. Every officer will have to wear one.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hey, last quick question. And I'm just kind of curious about this. We're post-election now, so we're 2 years before you would be up for re-election, but I don't see you have filed for re-election. Are you planning on running for re-election for sheriff?
No, this is my last term. As I have told many people before, at the end of this next term, I'll have 43 years as a cop, which is plenty.
Did you start when you were five?
So, I'm ready to retire.
What do you mean 43 years? Come on now.
No, started when I was 18.
Wow.
So, yeah, a long time ago.
All right. Well, I didn't know. I wasn't quite sure what the answer was. So I'll tell you in advance, thank you for serving. And I guess now we're looking for a new sheriff for Santa Rosa County in about 2 years. And, I know we'll continue to have our conversations until then. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff. Sheriff, again, thank you for your service. Thanks for the time this morning. And we absolutely appreciate what you do for us.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.